Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar, and here with Zechus Menachos, Daf Kuf Hey, the 13th Perek, Hari Alai Isaron. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the previous Daf, the 13th Perek began that if one says, Hari Alai Isaron, it's upon me to bring an Isaron of flour, he must bring a mincha of one Isaron. If he said Isronos, he brings two Isronos. If he specified a certain number of Isronos, but forgot how many, he brings 60 Isronos, the largest possible amount. If one vowed to bring a mincha, the Tanakhama says he may bring any of the five types mentioned in the Torah, solas, machivas, marcheshes, chalos, and rekikin. Rav Yehuda says he must bring a mincha of solas, a fine flour, shehim yuchedesh b'menachos, for it's the distinctive one among the menachos. Our Bryce explains Rav Yehuda's opinion, because the Torah opened the section about menachos discussing a mincha solas. The Gemara proves this cannot be his reason. If so, any neder would be required to bring the first type mentioned in that section. Rather, he considers Minchas Solas unique because Leis Leishem Levi, it does not have a modifying name, meaning the Pasuk simply calls it a Mincha, in contrast to other Minachos. The Bryce's reason before was merely a symmetry member which Mincha, Rabbi Yehuda, requires. Point number two, the first mission of the 13th Perek taught that if one specified one of the five types of menachos, but could not remember which, he must bring all five types. Rabbi Yirmiyah says this does not agree with Rabbi Shimon, who says that one who vows to bring a minchas ma'afatanur, an oven-baked mincha, may bring some as chalos and some as rekikin, meaning he doesn't consider them two different menachos, but variations of one mincha. According to Rabbi Shimon, even if he holds all menachos are brought as 10 loaves rather than 12, there are 11 possible combinations of rekikin and chalas. All rekikin, 9 rekikin and 1 chala, 8 rekikin and 2 chalas, and so on, until all chalas and no rekikin. Adding the other 3 types of menachos, he should bring a total of 14 menachos, not 5. Abai explains that even according to Rabbi Shimon, only 5 menachos are necessary because he holds Maisu Masni. One may bring an offering and stipulate to offer it in a way that fulfills his obligation. Here he brings 10 rekikin and 10 chalos and stipulates that whatever combination of rekikin and chalos he originally vowed should count towards his obligation and the remaining ones should be another voluntary offering. And point number 3, Abai had explained that according to Rabbi Shimon, one can bring 10 rekikin and 10 chalos and stipulate to accommodate all 11 possible combinations, using the remaining 10 as another nedava. The Gemara explains how the Kohen performs kmitz on such menachos. He stipulates that if the original nether was for a mincha of all chalos, and the rekikin are a new nedava, or the reverse, then the kmitz taken from the chalos is for the mincha of chalos, and the kmitz taken from the rekikin is for the mincha of rekikin. But if the original neder was part rekikin and part chalos, then he stipulates that which I separate from chalos shall be from the mincha of part chalos, part rekikin, for the original neder, and the kmitz taken from the rekikin shall be from the mincha of part rekikin, part chalos, the new nedava. Although each mincha may consist of both rekikin and chalos, Rabbi Shimon himself holds that kmitz of either rekikin or chalos is sufficient for a mincha consisting of both. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on the previous daf, the 13th perek began that if one says, Hari Alai Isaron, it's upon me to bring an Isaron of flour, he must bring a mincha of one Isaron. If he said Isronos, he brings 2 Isronos. If he specified a certain number of Isronos, but forgot how many, he brings 60 Isronos, the largest possible amount. If one vowed to bring a mincha, the Tanakhama says he may bring any of the 5 types mentioned in the Torah, solas, machivas, marcheshes, chalos, and rekikin. Rav Yehuda says he must bring a mincha of solas, a fine flour, shehim yuchedesh b'menachos, for it's the distinctive one among the menachos. Our Bryce explains Rav Yehuda's opinion, because the Torah opened the section about menachos discussing a mincha solas. The Gemara proves this cannot be his reason. If so, any neder would be required to bring the first type mentioned in that section. Rather, he considers Minchas Solas unique because Leis Leishem Levi, it does not have a modifying name, meaning the Pasuk simply calls it a Mincha, in contrast to other Menachos. The Bryce's reason before was merely a symmetry member which Mincha, Rabbi Yehuda, requires. Point number 2, the first mission of the 13th Perek taught that if one specified one of the 5 types of menachos, but could not remember which, he must bring all 5 types. Rabbi Yirmiyah says this does not agree with Rabbi Shimon, who says that one who vows to bring a minchas ma'afatanur, an oven-baked mincha, may bring some as chalos and some as rekikin, meaning he doesn't consider them two different menachos, but variations of one mincha. According to Rabbi Shimon, even if he holds all menachos are brought as 10 loaves rather than 12, there are 11 possible combinations of rekikin and chalas. All rekikin, 9 rekikin and 1 chala, 8 rekikin and 2 chalas, and so on, until all chalas and no rekikin. adding the other three types of menachos, he should bring a total of 14 menachos, not five. Abai explains that even according to Rabbi Shimon, only five menachos are necessary because he holds Maisu Masni. One may bring an offering and stipulate to offer it in a way that fulfills his obligation. Here he brings 10 rekikin and 10 chalos and stipulates that whatever combination of rekikin and chalos he originally vowed should count towards his obligation and the remaining ones should be another voluntary offering. And point number three, Abai had explained that according to Rabbi Shimon, one can bring 10 rekikin and 10 chalos and stipulate to accommodate all 11 possible combinations using the remaining 10 as another nedava. The Gemara explains how the Kohen performs kmitz on such menachos. He stipulates that if the original nether was for a mincha of al chalos, and the rekikin are a new nedava, or the reverse, then the kmitz taken from the chalos is for the mincha of chalos, and the kmitz taken from the rekikin is for the mincha of rekikin. But if the original nether was part rekikin and part chalos, then he stipulates that which I separate from chalos shall be for the mincha of part chalos, part rekikin, for the original nether, and the kmitz taken from the rekikin shall be for the mincha of part rekikin, part chalos, the new nedava. Although each mincha may consist of both rekikin and chalos, Rabbi Shimon himself holds that kmitz of either rekikin or chalos is sufficient for a mincha consisting of both. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Hey, and our standard siman is a hacker. A hacker, so here goes. The hacker who was programming the computer to print a mincha solus card when someone entered an unspecified mincha received an email that he won the contest minimizing the amount of menachos one must bring when in doubt according to Rabbi Shimon who allowed for half chalos and half rekikin and even won the bonus for explaining how to do kmitza on them. Once again, slow motion. The hacker, that must be more on Daf Kuf Hey. The hacker who was programming the computer to print a mincha solus card when someone entered an unspecified mincha, which reminds us, according to Yehuda, when someone says an unspecified mincha, it's a mincha solus, which is miyuchedus. He considers it unique because leis leishem levaya, it does not have a modifying name, meaning the pasuk simply calls it a mincha in contrast to other menachos. So the hacker was programming the computer to print the mincha solus card when someone entered an unspecified mincha, received an email that he won the contest minimizing the amount of menachos one must bring when in doubt, according to Rabbi Shimon, who allowed for half chalos and half rekikin, which reminds us, the first mission of the 13th Perek taught that if one specified one of the five types of menachos, but couldn't remember which, he must bring all five types. Rabbi Yirmi says this does not agree with Rabbi Shimon, who says that one who vows to bring a minchas ma'afatanur, an oven-baked mincha, may bring some as chalos and some as rekikin. He doesn't consider them two different menachos, but variations of one mincha. So according to Rabbi Shimon, even if he holds all menachos are brought as 10 loaves rather than 12, there are 11 possible combinations of rekikin and chalos, all rekikin, non-rekikin, one chal, 8 rekikin and 2 chalos, and so on. Adding the other three types of menachos, he should bring a total of 14 menachos, not 5. Abai explains that even according to Rabbi Shimon, only 5 menachos are necessary because he holds Maisu Masni. One may bring an offering and stipulate to offer it in a way that fulfills his obligation. So the hacker who was programming the computer to print a mincha solus card when someone entered an unspecified mincha received an email that he won the contest minimizing the amount of menachos one must bring when in doubt according to Rabbi Shimon who allowed for half chalos and half rekikin and even won the bonus for explaining how to do kmitza on them. Which reminds us, Abai had explained that according to Rabbi Shimon, one can bring 10 rekikin and 10 chalos and stipulate to accommodate all 11 possible combinations using the remaining 10 as another nedava. The Gemara explains how the Kohen performs kmitza on such menachos. So once again, the hacker was programming the computer to bring a mincha solus card when someone entered an unspecified mincha, received an email that he won the contest minimizing the amount of menachos one must bring when in doubt, according to Rabbi Shimon, who allowed for half chalos and half rekikin, and even won the bonus for explaining how to do kmitza on them. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf kuf off. So the siman daf kuf off is a bird caller going caw caw. So here goes. The bird caller who called caw caw. The bird caller called caw caw. That must be on daf kuf olive. The bird caller who called caw caw to some birds to get them to eat from the tower grain he'd redeemed before it got kadush zaguf, which reminds us, on the previous daf, the 12th break began, ha-menachos v'nesachim shenitmu, menachos and nesachim which became tameh, then ad shu akid shebekli, before they were sanctified in kli sharis, they can be redeemed because they only have kadushas damim, monetary sanctity, but after receiving kadushas zaguf in the kli sharis, they cannot be redeemed. Shmuel says, the kadushas damim of menachos and nesachim, before being placed in the kli sharis, can even be redeemed while they are tower and still viable for offering. So the bird caller called caw, caw to some birds to get them to eat from the tahor grain he had redeemed. Before it got kadirzaguf, watched some birds dropping fruit of an orla tree, which could not become tame because they are asr bahana with no shasa kosher. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yoshai said he heard that Rabbi Shimon holds that a mincha which was made pigel is not susceptible to tumah. Rabbi Shimon said that orla, klai kerim, and other items which are asr bahana are not susceptible to tumah. So the bird caller called caw caw to some birds to get them to eat from the tahor grain he'd redeemed before it got kedush zaguf, watched some birds dropping fruit of an orla tree, which cannot become tummy because they are asr bahana with no shasa kosher, onto the meat of a parduma which can be makabal tumas ochlin because ko omer lipados kepadui dummy, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds, ko ha omer lipados kepadui dummy, anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it's already redeemed. As he taught in a braisa, par metame tumas ochlin, the meat of a shechted parduma contracts food tuma, despite being asr bahana, because it had a shasa kosher, meaning there was a moment after shechita when it was considered permitted in consumption. That's because it's a mitzvah to redeem it if a better cow is found. Kuf Beis. So the Siman Daf Kuf Beis is a cave. So here goes. When the Kohen heard that his pigel meat was not susceptible to tumas ochlin, even though the zrika could have been done, he hid it in a cave. Cave? That must be on Daf Kuf Beis. When the Kohen heard that his pigel meat was not susceptible to tumas ochlin, even though the zrika could have been done, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if the potential for zrika is considered a shasa kosher for tumah. So when the Kohen heard that his pigel meat was not susceptible to tumas ochlin, even though the zrika could have been done, he hid it in the cave because the potential for zrika did take off the isur mi'ila, which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua says that any carbon which had a shas heter, a moment of permissibility to kohanim, before becoming invalidated, is no longer subject to mi'ila because it's no longer kadshi Hashem. Ravashi explains that mi'ila depends on the carbon's kedusha or lack of kedusha. Once its kedusha leaves, being fit for zrika, it can never return. So when the Kohen heard that his pigel meat was not susceptible to tumas ochlin, even though the zrika could have been done, he hid it in a cave because the potential for zrika did take off the isur mi'ila, right next to some meat from a parduma which was considered burnt, but still makabel tuma because of chibas hakodesh, which reminds us, chibas hakodesh renders that which is omer lisrof as food for tuma, such as in the case of a parduma. Daf Kuf Gimel. So the Siman Daf Kuf Gimel is Kugel. So here goes. The Kugel Chef. Kugel Chef. That must be on Daf Kuf Gimel. The kugel chef stirring a thick, oily barley noodle kugel, who was told when he incorrectly pledged to bring a mincha from barley that he must bring one from wheat, which reminds us, the next mishnah states, the one who says harilayu mincha mina saorim, it's hereby upon me to bring a mincha from barley, which is impossible for a voluntary mincha, yavi mina chitim, he must bring a mincha from wheat. The more explains that the mishnah can go according to Beis Shammai, who holds tfos lashon rishon, give primacy to the first phrase, and can also go according to Beis Hillel in the case where one said that if he had known it was an improper mincha, he would have pledged a proper one. So the kugel chef stirring a thick, oily barley noodle kugel, who was told when he incorrectly pledged to bring a mincha from barley that he must bring one from wheat, was informed that he can't donate a mincha of 61 isronos like the size of his mega kugels, since the rabbis knew that flour and oil are only able to be mixed up to 60 isronos, which reminds us, the next mishnah teaches that one may donate a mincha of up to 60 isronos and bring it in a single kli, but if he donates a mincha of 61 isronos, it must be divided into two kelim. Rabbi Shimon explains, Ad shishim yachon lubawel, until 60 isronos, the flour and oil are able to be mixed, but not with more than 60 isaron. They asked him, is it possible that 60 isaron can be mixed, but 61 cannot? He replied, Kol midas chachamim ken. All the sages' measurements are so, meaning they're precise. So the kugel chef stirring a thick, oily barley noodle kugel, who was told when he incorrectly pledged to bring a mincha from barley that he must bring one from wheat, was informed that he can't donate a mincha of 61 isronos like the size of his mega kugels, since the rabbis knew that flour and oil are only able to be mixed up to 60 isronos. And kol she'en ru labila, bila ma'kevizbo, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon explained that a netter of 61 isronos must be divided into two kele because this amount of flour cannot be properly mixed with the oil. The Gemara asks why this is a problem, since the Mishnah states, Im lobalo kasher, if he didn't mix the flour and oil, the mincha is still valid. Rabbi Zera answers, Kol rui labila, any mincha fit for mixing the flour and oil, in bila ma'akevasbo. The mixing is not critical and the mincha is valid without it. But kol she'en rui labila, but any mincha which is unfit for mixing, because of the incorrect proportion of flour to oil, bila ma'akevasbo, the mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. Daf Kuf Dalet. So the Siman Daf Kuf Dalet is code. So here goes. The Kohen codebreaker, code, that must be on Daf Kuf Dalet. The Kong codebreaker who figured out the Niske Yain Lugin code was 346 or more, but wasn't sure if it was fixed in a case of 5 Lugin, which reminds us we learned that one may donate 346 Lugin or more as wine for Nesachim because those are the amounts which are brought with the carbon. The question is if Yesh Kevla Nesachim, is there a fixing for Nesachim or not? Meaning, is a donation of a certain amount of Lugin fixed to be brought as one offering or can it be brought separately? Thus, if one donated 5 Lugin, which is not a legitimate amount for Nesachim, then if a Nesachim donation is not fixed, he would remove and offer for them, paralleling a ram's nesachim, and the remaining log would be used for a voluntary carbon sibur, which is the law for surplus nesachim. If a neder of nesachim is fixed, then these 5 lugin cannot be brought until a sixth is added to them. So the Kohen codebreaker figured out the Niske Yain Lugin code was 346 or more, but wasn't sure if it was fixed in a case of 5 Lugin. Interrupted his effort to figure out if Shemen does not equal Yain means one cannot donate Shemen as an independent offering, like wine. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas if one may donate Shemen as an independent offering, like wine. So the Kohen codebreaker figured out the Niske Yain Lugin code was 346 or more, but wasn't sure if it was fixed in a case of 5 Lugin. Interrupted his effort to figure out if Shemen does not equal Yain means one cannot donate Shemen as an independent offering, like wine, to hand the Ani on his way to bring a mincha, a piece of paper with the code word Nefesh written on it. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak asks, why does the Torah use the term Nefesh regarding a voluntary mincha? The Pasuk says, when a nefesh offers a mincha to Hashem, which it does not use for any other voluntary karbonis. He explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mi darcho lehavi mincha, whose way is it to bring a mincha rather than an animal carbon? Ani, a poor person. Mala ani alav ki ilo hikriv nafshu lefanai. I consider it for him as if he offered his own soul before me. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn that if one vows to bring a mincha of barley, he must bring one from wheat? That's on duff. Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss performing kmitz on possibly mixed menachos in Tukelim? That's on Daf. Kuf Hei. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss if the Klei Sharis or the Shulchan are Mekadosh Shelo Bezmanan and if Laila is considered Mechuser Zman? That's on Daf. Kuf. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that Me'ila depends on the carbon's Kedusha or lack of Kedusha? That's on daf. Kuf Beis. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that the rabbis are very precise, knowing that 60 Isrona flour can be mixed with oil, but not 61 Isronos? That's on daf. Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss how many minchas are brought if one cannot remember which type he said, according to Rabbi Shimon? That's on daf. Kuf Hei. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says there are 3 loving for forgetting one's Torah? He shamer, pen, ushmor. That's on daf. Tzadi Tez. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that Rav Shimon holds called omen lipados kefadui dami? Anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it's already redeemed. That's on daf. Kuf Aleph. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn according to Rabbi Yehuda, an unspecified mincha is a mincha solus, which is miyuchedus. That's on daf. Kuf Hei. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss the source for malim bekodesh velo maridin? That's on daf. Tzadi Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.